Good morning, this is Alice and Lewis with the UK Morning Business News. We are diving into the latest developments in the world of business, finance and economics. Lewis, what's on the agenda for us today?
Hey Alice, thanks for having me. We've got a significant story to unpack today. It's about the universal credit system and the underlying issues with the real-time information system that powers it. It's a complex issue with serious implications for both individuals and businesses.
I see. Let me make sure I understand correctly. The government has been pushing for welfare reform, but this RTI system is causing a lot of problems.
Exactly. The RTI system was designed to streamline tax and benefit calculations, but it's been plagued with errors. The Spectator has found that as many as one in four claimants have been underpaid, overpaid, or not paid at all. That's a staggering number.
Wow, that is so cool, or should I say really concerning? Let me get this straight. The RTI system was supposed to be a modernized approach, right?
Right. It was launched 11 years ago as a major overhaul of the tax system. Employers were required to report payroll information in real time, allowing for more accurate benefit calculations. But it's not working as intended.
So the problem started almost immediately. What happened?
The system required strict compliance from employers, with financial penalties for errors or delays. But after just one use in 2014, those penalties were scrapped. A senior official at HMRC admitted they couldn't target the compliance messages effectively and ended up sending them to people who had already complied.
That sounds like a major oversight. So what are the implications of these flawed data?
The implications are vast. FTSE 100 companies have seen tax liabilities misstated by millions. The same data stream underpins tax assessments for 30 million people and universal credit payments for 23 million. When the data is late, inaccurate, or missing, it leads to missed tax receipts and unpaid benefits.
And in some cases, people are being wrongly accused of fraud. That's quite a big claim, right?
Yes, the system's errors can lead to people being wrongly accused of fraud, which is incredibly damaging. The error rates are also higher than the government admits. In 2023, I reported that the government claimed an error rate of under 1%, but my figures showed a monthly error rate closer to 5%.
That's a significant difference, and more recent reports suggest an even higher error rate.
Yes, Freedom of Information requests suggest an error rate as high as 8%, or 2.5 million incorrect records monthly. The USDAW survey adds further weight to these findings. Of the 1,265 surveyed, 23% admitted they'd had issues with their UC claims because of incorrect household pay details or incorrect dates.
That's a lot of people affected, and nearly 29% of those who experienced an error ended up in financial hardship.
Exactly, and 22% said they couldn't get a satisfactory response from the DWP. The USDAW survey is the first of its kind to ask in-work UC claimants directly about RTI errors, and it suggests the error rate might be even higher than previously reported.
So the system is failing those it's supposed to help, and the government is aware of this.
They are. A government spokesman said that in the vast majority of cases, RTI is an efficient and accurate method. But they also acknowledged that if a claimant wishes to dispute earnings information, they can submit evidence and the case will be reviewed.
But the problem is that the system is so flawed, right?
Absolutely. The benefits bill is unsustainably high and reform is needed. But with Starmer open to concessions, it's a chance to go beyond cash savings. He should instruct Welfare Secretary Liz Kendall to review the reliability of the RTI system underpinning universal credit.
That's a good point. The principle that work should pay is right, but it only works if the systems are accurate, transparent, and fair.
Exactly. Too many claimants are being failed by the very mechanism meant to support them. If Starmer wants to reform welfare, he needs to fix the machinery behind it before another Horizon-style scandal hits the headlines.
That's a strong statement, Lewis. I think it's clear that this issue needs immediate attention. What should our listeners take away from this?
They should understand that the universal credit system is at a critical juncture. The errors in the RTI system are causing real harm to individuals and businesses. It's time for a comprehensive review and a commitment to transparency and accuracy.
Well, that's a solid summary. Thanks for breaking this down, Lewis. Before we wrap up, any other key points you'd like to highlight?
Just that the issue goes beyond just financial savings. It's about ensuring that the system works for everyone it's meant to support. If Starmer wants to lead on welfare reform, he needs to start by fixing the machinery behind it.
Agreed. That's all for today's episode of UK Morning Business News. Tune in tomorrow for more insights into the world of business, finance, and economics. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.